Blog Talk Radio.
What's in this back to school? Your kids. For every pair of Arizona jeans purchased now through 9-2, we'll donate $1 to help kids succeed through the WISE Academic Achievement Program so you can start your semester with a good deed. Hurry in to JCPenney for the back to school sale. Now through Saturday, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items so your kids can create a look that's all their own. It's the back to school sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Validate 3 to 8-6. Some exclusions apply. Donation up to $250,000.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a wascally rabbit. Exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark? Mark? Wake up, Mark.
Good day, citizens of Earth, and welcome to the rabbit hole. Today is Friday, June 12th, or at least that's the rumor. It might still be 2015. Today we have a extra special awesome guest. Good friend of everybody here in the Central Ohio area, Tom Benedict of TomStones.com, and I have his, TomStones.org. Let me be correct there, now that Mercury's direct. So he will be joining us in just a couple minutes here. So first of all, coming up on the show next Friday, June 19th, we will have a wonderful evolutionary astrologer from the United Kingdom, Mark Jones. He's a member of the School of Evolutionary Astrology, so we'll be talking some evolutionary astrology next week. June 26th, we will have our good friend Cindy Riggs, and she will be doing some ET channeling, and I believe we might have some messages from Anubis, if time permits. Coming up in July, we will have Lisa Marie Jenkins. In August, we have the wonderful Sherita Starr lined up, and I am working on other fantastic guests for you in the near future here. This Wednesday at 6 p.m. at if you're in the Central Ohio area, at Pearls of Wisdom on North High Street there in Clintonville, I will be giving roughly an hour, if they can shut me up after an hour. Just a brief, it'll be just be an astrology overview, kind of what is astrology, how does it work. It'll be a very beginner thing, I'm not going to go into a lot of details on the signs and planets and everything. It'll just kind of be a brief overview. But that is free of charge. So stop in and see all of our good friends at Pearls of Wisdom this Wednesday, June 17th. Correct, the 17th. At 6 p.m. That next Saturday, that's going to be June 20th. Again, if you're in the Central Ohio area, my weekly astrology meetup class at 7 p.m. at Mystic Nirvana, 133 South State Street in downtown Westerville in the historic Stoner Building. And then I will be appearing on Sherita Starr's show in early August also. I think we may be working on some projects together, and I've got another big project that I am working on, so with another astrology friend. So lots of things happening, lots of ideas, lots of new stuff for you guys. So of course, if you saw my like ridiculously long blog this week on Facebook, we just came out of a Mercury retrograde period that ended about 6:33 last night, and then early this morning, between 4 and 5 a.m., we had a station from the planet Neptune. So this Mercury being retrograde in Gemini, the sign that it rules, and Neptune getting ready to station in Pisces, which is the sign that it rules, that's kind of added to the Mercury retrograde fun-filled activities that we normally have. So normally when Mercury goes direct, there seems to be a quick loosening up of those energies of the, you know, technical issues and things like that. However, the kind of the mental fogginess and maybe not being as mentally clear as normal, that is going to kind of linger on for a while, because Mercury and Neptune are still square to each other, and they will be forming an exact square in about a week or so here. So again, Neptune is our intuition, our imagination. It's the right side of our brain, the big picture, our subconscious. Mercury is our mental processes, how we communicate. And rules the left brain, the left analytical side of our brain. Neptune rules the right, picture-oriented part of our brain. So, you know, this is all kind of working along with the, trying to get our left and right sides of our brain working together, and, you know, make sure we are focusing our energies on where they need to be, and manifesting properly, and making sure we are being clear on our communications, both with ourself and how we are communicating with others. And so I've, you know, one of the, there's kind of a Neptune hangover, as I kind of call it, around the Neptune station. It's like people's energy levels seem to be low. People seem to be tired, very groggy. A lot of people seem to be needing extra sleep. I see, you know, I kind of, you know, if I don't comment on everything, I kind of monitor Facebook posts and stuff closely, just kind of see, you know, what the general energy is and what kind of things I pick up that are going on with others. So if you're feeling a little extra groggy or not as clear mentally, or needing, you know, extra sleep or whatnot right now, you know, try to allow yourself to do that as much as possible. You know, this is a time to get in touch with our intuition and the things that are going on subconsciously, and, you know, kind of getting in more in touch with our spiritual side. I know a lot of people are having sleep issues, whether having trouble sleeping because they're processing a whole lot of stuff, or needing a whole lot of extra sleep. A lot of people reporting, you know, continuous weird dreams and, you know, visions, seeing things. Like I said in my class about 3 years ago, when Neptune enters Pisces, things are going to get really crazy, and we're going to see things that we would not have believed possible before, and sometimes it will kind of question what is real and what is not, and what kind of the lines between what is real and what we are picking up from the other side or other dimensions will kind of be little bit on the blurry side. Okay. So, what else is the moon has entered Taurus today. I wanted to bring up too a couple other astrological things. Saturn, which has been retrograde for a little bit now, has just retrograded back into the sign of Scorpio. So we're going to kind of, if you have anything in the late degrees of the last few degrees of the fixed or water signs, the water signs are Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. The fixed signs are Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio, and Taurus. We'll most likely be revisiting things that were going on last fall, like in the roughly in the November area, as Saturn is retrograding back through the shadow period when it was originally in those late degrees of Scorpio. So you may see some things pop back up that you were working on at that time. And one other thing we have is Venus has just entered Leo about a week ago. Venus normally stays in a sign for about 3 weeks. This time it is going to go retrograde at the very end of the sign of Leo and then go all the way back through and then go forward again. So instead of 3 weeks of Venus in Leo, we're going to get almost 4 months of Leo, except for there's a 10-day period in the middle there where it goes into Virgo for about a week and a half. So Leo people, and I know our guest that we're going to bring on in a second, Tom, is a triple Leo, I believe. So, hey, Venus in your sign, good things for my cat friends out there. Okay, so I believe our guest is on the line. Tom Benedict can be found at tomstones.org. He has been an energy healer for over 20 years. He is a medical intuitive, clairvoyant, clairaudient, and Reiki master. And he uses these gifts to affect healing by working with a person's energy flow, which can be disrupted by physical, emotional, or spiritual issues resulting in illness or pain. Tom works with a person's energy flow so that the body can work at healing itself and relieving the pain. He seldom needs to physically touch a person for the energy flow to connect itself. This work can be done in person as well as over the phone in a distance session. So right before I bring him on, I got to tell you, I've had a lot of friends that are into stones and crystals and stuff, and I never understood it until just like the last year that I was like, okay, it's a rock, it's a stone, I don't get it. And then I finally realized that, you know, it wasn't the rock or the stone that wasn't working properly. It may have been me that was not open to the energies. So I've found working with stones and crystals to be a great resource. So we're going to bring on someone much more intelligent than me on the conversation here. So I want to welcome Tom Benedict.
Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Hello, Tom. How are you? I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming on our show. You've got a great info that I think people need to hear.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah, I can tell. If anyone out there, if you've not had the chance to meet Tom in person, you just can't help but feel good being around Tom. He's got such incredible energy. And he's just always so helpful and pleasant to be around. So he's really a gift to all of us to have him in our metaphysical community here. So do you want to just give us a short little bio on yourself for the people who may not be familiar?
Sure, Mark. I like to say that I began working with stone so early. Even as a toddler, my dad said, "Son, can you leave a few of those rocks in our driveway?" So I really started very young, and I had a really great spiritual experience at 5 years old that scared the poopy out of me. And so it took a lot of things in my life to allow this to bloom with me, just like lots of us that go through spiritual stuff. I ended up being bedbound for 3 years after an operation. And during those 3 years, I was had to come to the conclusion that I wasn't here to do what I was doing previously. And so it led me into this field and to do as a full-time occupation. And I've enjoyed it ever since. It's been about getting on 20 years now since I've been doing shows. We do about 30 shows a year. And it ranges from Pennsylvania to Florida, Chicago, and even all the way out to Austin, Texas. So I do a lot of shows, and one of the things I love to do at shows, and Mark, I think I did this for you, at shows for free, I help to tune in to people and help them to figure out what stones are calling to them. I have colored little picks, olive picks, and what I do is when somebody stands in front of me and gives me just their first name, I actually see a bubble of light over the stones that are calling to them. Then I put those pins into those stones. I usually carry about 180 tumble products at shows, as well as many other products. And then I come back and explain exactly why each of those stones called to somebody. And Mark, I think I did that for you, and you very much enjoyed that.
Absolutely, it was. I've got to tell you, I was a little bit ignorant. I was not aware of the amount of information that you could, I mean, this was totally spontaneous. I mean, I just came up to talk to Tom and to look at some stones, and he offered to do a reading for me, and it was staggering. And I'll tell you, I'd had a brewing sinus infection that had gone on for a few weeks at that point, and he had me do a little ritual with a couple stones, and I'll tell you, it cleared it up almost instantaneously. It was amazing.
Excellent, Mark. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I really like to do the shows. It gets me out and seeing so many other people, and it's just one of those things that just kind of turns my crank. And the other thing that I do, and I do real well, is I do healing work over the phone. And I have had clients from Dubai, Canada, Germany. There are no limitations when you realize truly we walk in one or with the all.
Yeah, I totally agree. Tom appears at he's usually at the Gift of Light Expo and the Universal Life Expos in town here. So if he's at any, I know he does other shows throughout the Midwest and, like you said, out through Texas and everything. So I highly, highly encourage you, if you go to an expo where Tom is at, to stop and say hi to him. And also, he has an incredible collection of rocks and stones, very reasonably priced, and you can tell him what you're lacking or symptoms you've been having, and Tom will be able to recommend something for you on the spot.
It's very unusual to have, that I know of, nobody else does those kind of stone readings that I do, where I match up people, and we both know that being different and unique is always helpful.
Yes, I think we have that one covered.
Exactly, Mark, exactly. And by the way, that stone that you worked with for your sinuses was called Citron Chrysoprase.
Excellent. I have that sitting on my desk here with my stone collection, many of which have been purchased from you. And, in fact, I will be digging that out as the allergies here have been a little rough this year. Is there any other good stones regarding allergies or sinus issues that you could recommend?
Yes, Moldavite is an exceptional stone for that. It's a very, very high vibrational stone. It's actually a tektite. It's what happened when a meteorite hit in Czechoslovakia. It created a green glass out of the silica where it hit, the sand. And that stone, if you hold it right below your third eye on your brow, what happens is it creates so much vibrations within your sinus membranes that if there are things that are stuck there, it actually just chucks them off and you end up, clearing those sinus cavities. And usually that happens within 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. You know, it is one of those stones that, my sinuses are kind of challenging. By the way, that is a meridian line right there, right on the brow above the nose, that leads and works with the entire sinus. So if you're holding it right there, it actually charges up the entire sinuses. It helps them to open back up and you to more freely breathe. Like I said, it only takes 5 minutes at a time. And I found that a lot of stones work in such immediate situations.
Fantastic. Tom, I think you're remote viewing or astral traveling as well, because Moldavite was actually one of the couple rocks on my list here I wanted to ask you about. Moldavite almost has, I've just run across it in the last less than a year even, and it seems to have almost like a, we'll call it a rock star cult following almost. I mean, I know people that have massive collections of these. And in fact, one of the questions that somebody had sent in to me is, I mean, sometimes the power of Moldavite is like almost overwhelming. And in fact, I'll tell you, my girlfriend, who I think you know, Lauren, who frequents your booth, and she has really, really intense transformative experiences. And so she can only wear it once in a while, and you know, intends not to wear it to work or anything. Do you have any cues or tips for like working with the Moldavite energy? Because it can be like overpowering at times.
It really can, and it's really funny since you said it that way. I have had clients that bought a Moldavite from me, and come back the next day of the show and they said they didn't sleep very well, and I was like, okay, well, where did you put the Moldavite? Well, next to my bed. I'm like, sometimes that's a little bit much for many people. And as a matter of fact, I do, Mark, really love Moldavite. I have one that's on a wristband that is the size of a quarter and probably a quarter inch deep.
Wow.
It's a monster. And I wear that a lot of times at showtime, doing shows where I need that extra dippity-doos because I'm helping so many people. And that's the one thing that it can do, is it actually can pick your overall energies up. It can help you to energetically travel because it gives you that extra boost that you may need to kind of help you to step out of the physical and more into the spiritual, emotional space. I really love it. It's one of those that once you kind of work with it a little bit, usually you get hooked. It's just one of those stones that just grab you. And always one of my favorite stones. And there is a gentleman, at least one gentleman, that has a book just on Moldavite.
Wow. Yeah, I have a friend who has like a massive collection. I mean, he has tons of it. And for those of you who may not be familiar, Moldavite's a little bit on the pricier side as far as stones go. I think I've bought 3 or 4 smaller pieces, but I'll tell you, even just a little piece of it will get the job done.
You're exactly correct. And you know, that's the thing about it. A lot of people don't realize that in general, not always, but in general, it is not the size of the stone that is the transferring of the energy. It is actually the energy itself that stone taps into. And so many times, those smaller stones are just as perfectly adequate. But now, I always tell people at my booth, if you really want the larger ones, that's perfectly fine with me, too.
Right. Right. Totally don't treat. Yeah, and two, it's, you know, I go through, when I'm picking out a stone or something, it is sometimes I go for the smaller ones, but, you know, sometimes I like the sparkly things, too. And you know, I just, you kind of pick them up and, you know, without sounding crazy, I mean, the ones that want to go home with you will tell you.
Well, that's exactly correct. And, you know, as the Native Americans called the stones, they called them stone people, because many people like myself can actually hear the stones speaking. And so if one of the stones really wanted to go home with me, well, you know, I would know that pretty darn quickly. And it's like, I'm yours. When I pick it up, it's like, okie dokie. I tease people, Mark. I just say, since I hear so well, that I'm a cheater.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah, so I'm going to back up just one second there, too, because this is one of the things that really kind of fascinated me about the whole thing was, you know, you just think of, you know, rocks being, okay, there's rocks and stones on the ground and stuff. But you mentioned that moldavite was a tektite. So this is, it is, like you'd mentioned, this is part of, I mean, this is from outer space.
It is actually, the easiest way we can say it is when the meteorite hit in Czechoslovakia, it transferred its energies into the stones it created, which are the glass stones from the silica. The heat from that impact created the stones, but it also transferred the energies from outer space into those stones. So that's one of the reasons it has such an intensity of it.
Right, so we can actually carry around a piece of rock that is literally from outer space and originated from
exactly.
Nowhere. It's amazing stuff. I have another little piece called, a couple pieces of something called Libyan Desert Glass. I believe that is a tektite also, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not as familiar with that, but it is. I also thought it was a tektite, and it is a super expensive piece, and it's one of those, I believe, that really work with the dream state very, very well. It helps us to travel in our dreams, to accomplish things during, you know, dream time, and I bet you're one of those individuals sometimes, Mark, that when you wake up in the morning, it's like, wow, I feel like I've been working all night. Do you ever have that happen sometimes?
I will say in the last year and a half since I really, really, like, have woken up, that happens frequently now. I can't say that it did before, but the last year and a half, I have that feeling all the time, like I was out working all night.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you can say before you go to sleep is, because, you know, the universe has us doing stuff and working on people and going places and doing, you know, working with energies. And so if you just, before you go to lay down, just say, I'm willing to do the work that I'm asked to tonight. I just ask to wake up refreshed and relaxed in the morning. And
awesome.
That way you get to do your work, and you get to wake up like you've actually slept.
Awesome. That's amazing that you picked up on that, because I've only told a select few people that. But I, so yeah, I feel that I'm out astral traveling and out doing stuff and trying to fix things when I'm asleep.
Yep. One of the stones, I hope you don't mind, but one of the stones that really help us to astrally travel real well is smoky quartz. And usually the little bit larger pieces, like, you know, quarter size around or something like that, almost that, if we use that to help us to energetically connect, and my teaching with that stone is that it can help us to connect with anybody, any place, and many times, any time we want to. Now, by having a stone as a home base when you're energetically traveling, it helps in a lot of different ways. You know, we've heard a lot of horror stories where people have gotten lost in the etheric world and not come back the same or come back with stuff stuck to them. And by having a home base, we actually come back through that smoky quartz, and it helps to energetically clean us and gives us a home base to come right back to. So it creates a very good and very safe way to etherically or astrally travel. So it's a great stone to assist that kind of work also.
Amazing, amazing stuff. So too, if I, how I understand it, Well, just like with the smoky quartz, like you were talking about, if we were wanting to, let's say, try to heal somebody or work on maybe some physical issues they have, that would be a very good kind of grounding stone for us to have for both traveling out and doing that and then having the home base, correct?
Exactly. It is the way that you usually use it is you think about the person that you want to connect with, and then you put it in your hand or in your energy space, and it immediately connects you with that person. And it shows when I teach people this, I actually have them to think about a place that they physically like to visit. And then I put that stone in their hand. I ask them to pay attention to their legs and their feet and the way that feels. And then I put this in their hand, and without fail, they'll open their eyes and their feet and legs felt differently. So it literally takes them to the place that they're focusing. It is that simple. It is that simple sometimes. And, you know, I believe that we've been taught through a lot of time that we need to go from step A to step B to step C to step D to get to wherever whatever we're trying to accomplish. Well, I no longer believe in any of that. And I believe that it can be as simple as thinking about a place, putting the stone in your hand, and you're there.
I totally agree. Because I run across, well, just in any kind of, you know, metaphysical or awakening experiences, or a lot of people talk about ascension and things like that, I found that it is not a, at all, is it a step A, step B, step C. It's like I talk to a lot of people, as I'm sure so do you, but I get all kinds of accounts of, you know, hey, I haven't had that happen yet, but I had this, and it seems to be all over the board where people experience things definitely non-linear. It's like whatever you're ready for at that time comes to you. Just like with the rocks, whatever you need at that time will kind of present itself to you.
Exactly. And it's just amazing how many different ways there are to get the end results perfect.
Yes. I've had that conversation recently, actually, because I read about a lot of other astrology blogs and tarot blogs and things like that, and it's like there's many. We all have our different gifts, and you know it would all be boring if everyone was a tarot reader or everyone was a Reiki master or whatnot. But it's, we all have our different gifts and our different ways to kind of channel or tap into these different energies. So we all can end up at the same point in the same, you know, similar information, but we all have our different paths that we travel to reach these points.
And that's what makes us so human.
Yes, indeed. another question somebody had asked me was, are you familiar with K2?
I am. I sell K2.
I think I bought the pieces I have from you, but somebody
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. So what's the little blue pieces that are in the K2?
The granite. Mm-hmm. The K2 is found literally in Pakistan mountains, and that I know of, it had to be backpacked down from the mountain itself. I can't imagine climbing the mountain and with rock tools to be a rock hound. But somebody did, and they found this pocket, which that I know of so far is the only pocket that was found and is now gone. So whatever you find that has been is people have been working or whatever, whenever everybody gets through polishing and that stuff, it may not be found again. But it is a granite with iolite, with a specular iolite or round discs of iolite. And that was really unknown to ever exist in any way. And a lot of geologists really had a big problem with it. It's like, well, there's no way iolite can be in a granite. And, you know, and yet after testing, it was found to be just that way.
And did you realize also, Mark, that some of the K2 that I have now has malachite in it, not just iolite, but the green malachite?
No, I was not aware of that.
I like this stone. It, to me, it helps with our focus. I mean, it gives us pinpoint focus of our, mainly that I see our spiritual world or our spiritual focus, you know, the things that we're wanting to come into our spiritual world and us to be guided to. It really helps us to get that great focus so that these things can be much easier for us to slip right into. And that's where the stones can really help us. They can help us to fine-tune our energy space so that we can harmonize with those things that we're wanting to focus with. And the K2 is spectacular with that. About a year ago, I did a show up in Akron. It was Jim Baree's show. It was a Rock Hounder show. And I was exceptionally, I guess, unusual, but I was the only one with K2.
Wow.
And so it was kind of a popular stone.
Wow, that's good stuff. I want to get verification on something too that I've heard. So like when you're using whatever stone it is, you're not necessarily trying to project or put your energy into the stone, but you're kind of using it as like a conduit to like help the energy flow, like in a, because just we want the good chi or the good feng shui of it. We want to have like the energy flow from us through the rock and then circulate back into us. So it's almost like a transformative relationship we're having with whatever stone we're working with. Is that correct, or is that how you see it?
That is one of the ways that many people work with the stones, is that they use their prana energies to radiate into the stone so that it amplifies those energies, and then they bring that energy back into themselves. And another way to do that is to set the stone in your receptive hand and just allow. And so that's another great way. You know, when we allow things to happen, and that's the biggest thing that you and I realize, Mark, is that the word allow helps so many things that we want to happen to happen. And so if you put a stone in your hand and say, I allow for these perfect vibrations to enter me in the ways that they need, then that is another great way to tune into and allow the vibrations to influence us.
Right. So we want to make our intentions clear with the stone as to what we want to do with it and how we want to use it and get that that good energy flowing back and forth with it.
Exactly.
Awesome. And you know too, you're talking about you know, some of the places like the K2 coming from Pakistan and stuff. That's one of the other things I love from the stone. I mean, it's cool to have something that's a piece of outer space too, but you know, we have astrologically our charts have connections with every city and state and country has a chart. So for me, one of the things that I like is it's kind of cool to have a little, you know, I'm probably never going to go to Pakistan, but that's pretty cool that I have a little piece of, you know, something from Pakistan or something from Egypt or something from, you know, some place that I may not ever travel to. So I kind of visualize that as, you know, I'm able to draw on the energy and spirit of that place, even if it's, you know, an earthly place, even if it's not from outer space.
Exactly. It's a tool that we can use to tune into areas. And since you are Mr. Astrology, and thank you very much for doing those teachings, that's definitely not my realm of expertise. So it's nice that we have so many people that are expertise in many different things. and I do appreciate that. And so it being able to connect with those areas are so important for us. You know, and if you're wanting to do healing work in an area, overall, you know, love energy or whatever, you know, by the way, we both know that, and many of your listeners know that when in doubt, what energy should you send? It's the energy of love, because love helps everything to, unconditional love specifically, it helps everything to balance out. So have a piece of Pakistan, and if you're wanting to send loving energy there, you can put that stone in your hand and have that great energetic connection be there.
Oh, that, you know, that's amazing. So that's going to lead me to another question. What is there common or easy to find rocks that are from Nepal?
You know, right off the top of my head, I have had some Nepal stones, but I don't recall right off the bat what they were. So, and I'm not sure, you know, tuning in that way, I'm running it backwards, and I it just doesn't seem to pop in my head yet.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you know, so we didn't really go over a question list beforehand, because I found that things go flow better when Spirit provides us with topics for the most part as we go along. So, but I've got a you know, Facebook friend that's over there in Nepal, and they've had like 3,000 earthquakes, and now they're having a monsoon over there. So that's very interesting. That's a good way to help send, you know, healing energy to a specific place, is if you have, you know, a stone or something from that area.
Did you realize, Mark, that, and this is something you don't always hear from rock people, but it is simply the truth. You can take any clear quartz and ask the quartz to carry any vibration that you want it to do. It is a clear and clean programmable computer. And so you could actually take a clear quartz, put it in your hand, and ask it to connect to the area of Nepal. And then you have a direct tool to help you to send loving energy there.
Amazing.
So if you're, another way you could say that is if you, and this is the giggly way that I say this, is if you were looking up in this book and there was an Oogie Boogie stone that was $3 million a gram, well, you know, you and I, that's not our cup of tea, you know, but we can actually take a clear quartz, put it on the picture of that Oogie Boogie stone, and ask it to carry the vibrations of that stone, and that it will do just that for us.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to take just a 30-second break here, let you get a drink of water or something, and we will be right back in just a second with our guest, Tom Benedict.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Hello, Mark.
And we are back on the phone with our guest, Tom Benedict of TomStones.org. So before we continue on here, see, our call-in number is 646-595-3440. If you want to call in and if you have any questions for Tom, or maybe we'll do a free reading or two here. If anyone is near your phone and not done with your lunch break at work. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Email is the greatest way to do that. My email is Tom, tomstones.org. And that's how I usually set up my appointments and sessions. Or they can also text me. That's another great way of doing it. And my phone number is area code 502-741-0686. 502-741-0686. And so those are the best ways that you can get in touch with me. Then we'll set up appointments and do it that way. I like helping people so much that it just amazes me when, just as you've seen with a lot of your clients, Mark, when they get the big, I got it.
Yes.
And
yes,
you know from it, yes, you know from then on, Mark, that their life is not the same. And that really happens to me a whole lot with people that I meet, and especially people I do phone sessions with. I do physical healing work as well as emotional spiritual work. One of the things that I'm always able to tune into are people's spiritual gifts and kind of explain some about their gifts and how to use them and how to protect themselves from those sometimes.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. It's wonderful when you can see, you know, that you see that light bulb go on and you see that change in people, and you know that it feels good to know you've made a difference or just, you know, given somebody another tool to use, you know.
It really, and you know, this is an overall effect of that. The more people that we help, the more people that think or send us good vibrations. And it has a tendency to accelerate those things that we're already doing. So it's a snowball effect.
Yes. Yes. Totally agree. Let me see here. I think we've got some people here in the chat room. They're going to call in shortly. So I had a question too about I really, through some other readings and stuff I've gotten done, I've always been extremely drawn to like ancient Egypt, and I've got some past life readings done, and I had several lifetimes there, some that didn't end fantastically. But what kind of are there common stones or anything from Egypt, or to maybe help us channel into that, you know, that say that Egyptian mystery school or that ancient Egypt energy?
You know, I found that in this case, a lot of times the pyramids themselves, and you know, there are a lot of companies that make cardboard pyramids, or you can make your own pyramid. To me, that is the best way to tune into the Egyptian time. And I remember one of my past lives where I was part of the building of the pyramids. And we used a form of whistling. Three of us did a kind of a form of whistling that created certain frequency vibrations. And it actually levitated the stones we were working with. And then one person could come right behind us and push the stone with their finger. And so three of us were using levitation tools, as it were, energies, and one person just pushing. And that's how the pyramids got built so quickly and so easily, is because of that. So I've had a lot of experience in the Egyptian time, too. I had a reader many years ago, John Graves, I believe, and he's a well-known individual, tell me that I had something to do with every timekeeping device that's ever been built on the planet. And so I've been kind of tuning into those, and obviously the pyramids are part of that. And I like the whole concept of that. And but the pyramids, just build your pyramid, put water in it, put it on top of your head, whatever you feel like doing, sleep under it. And for me, it's a great way to kind of reconnect with the Egyptian space and energies. Scarabs, the symbolizations are another ways of doing that.
Awesome. I actually had kind of a low energy period a couple years ago, and I actually started, I've got I don't even know how many pyramids I have in my apartment here. It's a lot. That's how into it I've been. So for a while I slept with a few pyramids under my bed, and that seemed to kind of recharge me overnight.
It's nice to find good ways to recharge ourselves overnight, for sure. And I'll tell you what, I bet you're, since you started doing that, your out-of-body experiences, I'm going to say, amplified somewhat.
Yes, that would be that would be correct. sleep seems to keep coming up here. So you kind of earlier touched on, it's important to, it's great to have crystals by your bedside and stuff, but it's like very important to know which ones to have there, because you don't want something overly energetic or transformative by your head when you're trying to sleep.
That is true, and yet one of the other things, Mark, is as you've built your pyramids in your apartment, you've noticed more energy and more energy and more energy in the apartment. It's one of those things that we can do gradually. And I like to tell people that the more energy we get used to playing with, the more that we're around it, the more that we can play with higher and higher vibrations or frequencies. And so it gently adapts us to being able to do stronger energy work. Now, I will say, by my bed, I have, and it begins with a 13-pound selenite slab. And it goes from there to, I would have to say 40 pounds of tumbled products, as well as other minerals, and even a quartz skull. And all of that within a foot and a half of my head.
Wow. Fantastic.
I've adapted. And that's the thing about it. The more energy we adapt ourselves to being able to handle, the more we can manipulate or work with.
Awesome stuff. So I think we have a caller here. Do you want to do a quick little phone reading for...
Uh-huh. I need their first name so I can kind of tune in. So that's a big start.
Okay, great. We'll... see who we got here. Hello, caller.
Hi. My name is Maddie. I just tuned in. Thank you for taking my call. I know you're talking about crystals, and I thought, wow, I have a piece of selenite near my bedside.
Uh-huh.
Is that a good thing?
I have a 13-pound piece beside my head, so yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's not a 13-pound, but it's a long, it's a pretty long piece, about a foot long, and I guess about two inches in thickness, you know.
And about 10 or 12 inches long, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the teaching that I do with selenite is that it gathers the white suit of light that we live in. Call it the universe's light, call it God's light, it's all up to you. But it brings all of those pure white light energies into the selenite and gives us a direct way to tap into a very dense form of the universe's white light. And I just don't believe we can ever go wrong with that stone.
Okay, thank you. A friend led me to that because he always thought maybe I could be a light. He always told me that he saw me as a light worker, so he took me to a crystal store, and he said, I want you to sleep with this.
Mm-hmm.
It will help with your dreams. And I took it out of the bed, and it's near the bedside. How do you clean it up? With just cold water?
Just a little bit of cool water is all you need. It's one of those stones, very few stones, that are water soluble, so you don't want to soak it. I found that out by accident once, but...
Okay.
Just a quick rinse and a pat dry is perfect. And this stone, I would like you, when you have a chance next time, to hold it parallel with the ground and above your head and in front of you, and just slowly bring it down, 8 inches, 10 inches in front of you, all the way down your body.
Okay.
And it's going to energetically charge you and energetically clean you. Because I believe, Maddie, after work, you feel kind of dirty, but not necessarily physically dirty. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not working, so I'm not a
Okay, then out in
but being out and about, yes, I'm picking up energy from being out and about, yes.
Exactly, and so when you come back home, if you take that selenite and start, like I said, above your head and, you know, about 6 inches in front of you and go all the way down your body, it will energetically wipe out any energies that are not yours.
Oh, great.
It radiates that much white light.
That is wonderful news. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, did you also realize that you're empathic?
Yes, I'm very sensitive.
And as an empath, the easiest way I can say this is that you have a neon sign on your head, and it says, send me your challenges, I'll help you to heal. There's a stone that I teach people that helps you to protect yourself when you're out in public. And now, when you get home, be sure to do that selenite trick, and I think that that will help to clean it. But to prevent yourself from sucking it up, if you pick up a hematite, are you familiar with the stone hematite?
Yes, I've heard of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's kind of a black, shiny, chrome color. And with your permission, honey, can I help you to put this shield on very quickly?
Yes.
Okay, Maddie, then are you right-handed or left-handed, sweetheart?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, then put your left hand out in a gentle fist, and with your permission, I'm going to put the energy of the hematite right in that hand. All right, just a second here. I'm just kind of tuning in for you, hon. There you go. Do you feel like an energy or something different in that hand? A weight?
I don't feel a weight, but I feel a vibration.
There you go. That's even better, honey. You are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like you to do now is to envision around you like a black mirror chrome, kind of like almost like a mirror, but it's got a black background to it. So go ahead and visualize around you, honey. Start with the top of your head like an egg-like shield and go all the way down your body. All right, and I'm kind of helping you right this moment. Be sure we get the back of your ankles and the bottom of your feet in. There you go. Did you feel all of a sudden that you relaxed? Your body just wanted to relax better?
Yeah, somewhat, yes. Mm-hmm.
That is the indicator, honey, that you got this shield put on just perfectly. This shield for 24 hours protects you from every other energies around you. It lets you choose who you want to energetically participate with. And so, therefore, it still also allows for the 24 hours everything for your highest good in. So with this shield on, honey, you could go to the grocery store and not feel like you need a nap afterwards. By the way, that's pretty notorious for us as being empaths, being drained at the grocery store.
I don't like, and why is it? That's the reason I don't like to hear when I talk with people. I really don't like to hear the negative stuff because it messes with my psychic.
Mm-hmm.
It's I want to hear that.
Exactly.
I
mean? Exactly. And so with the shield on, it gives you protection for 24 hours. So be sure the next time you go to a stone shop, honey, pick yourself up one. In the meantime, you just put your before you get one, just put your hand in a gentle fist and know that stone's sitting in there for you. Okay.
Okay. A hematite.
Hematite, yes, ma'am.
Hematite. I'm wearing an emerald. Is that good? I have an emerald and a cat's eye.
Uh-huh. Emerald is a good stone for allowing us to receive things perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I'm not as familiar with the cat's eye. But the
emerald. Cat's eye. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Emerald's great for allowing us to receive.
And I also have an eye. I also have an eye. I think that is for protection also.
Okay. Use that hematite shield. I promise you'll love it, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Many blessings,
thanks.
Maddie. Thanks for calling in.
Can I continue to listen?
Yeah, I can. Maddie, I'll just put you back on hold, and you should be able to keep listening how you are.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Maddie.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun, Mark.
Yes. Yes. Nice. Do you have time to take one more quick call?
It's all up to you, my friend. I do.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Okay. Hello, caller. Oops. Oh, that was you, Tom. Never mind. Hello, caller.
Yes. The caller is here now.
All right. What's your name?
This is Diana. I work in the chat.
All right. Well, how
you
can
sound
I help
like
you
a
today,
very
Diana?
Happy person.
Yes.
I work with stones, too, but probably not as much as you do. So I just was wondering if maybe you could give me some more advice, something I don't know. Is there anything off the top of your head saying she needs to know this?
As soon as you got on the phone, honey, you said something about living in joy. Did you realize that orange calcite is a stone that amplifies the energy of joy that we live in? And that a lot of times people that live in joy, a lot of their work, when they go to work or out in public, sometimes that joy seems to decrease from them. And so by carrying an orange calcite, you could consider having a personal fountain of joy, honey, that keeps you filled up. The other stone that I hear calling to you is a blue kyanite, because, Diana, you love to live in that energy of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do have some blue kyanite.
Fabulous.
So what, I just put it in my left hand and do what with it?
You just carry it, sweetheart. And the reason being
just
is because
it,
when it's in our energy space, it balances the entire chakra system. It balances it, charges it, it cleanses it. It is one of the very few stones that never needs cleansing. It never needs charging. It helps us to live in our center, even if people are pushing our buttons.
Yes, and that's something I need. See, you have things like that, and you don't even know you're supposed to be carrying them. I have them in my bowl, though, that's beside the chair that I sit at in the evening. So I will get that blue kyanite and wear it.
There you go, sweetheart. And a lot of times the stones, when they when they're within 18 inches of us, they have their best effect of us, because they actually are within our aura. So when you want to be extra connected with the stones, be sure to carry them with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I enjoyed the show. Thank you.
Thank you,
Diana. The last little thing I want to say is take some out and just create symbols with them on your table. I believe it. Is it a glass table?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking at it, honey. So just put little symbols, squares, and just allow yourself to be led in creating great symbols with those. And those symbols alone, because you tune in real well, sweetheart, those symbols alone may influence the energies of your entire household.
Yes. You know, I used to have a dodecahedron. I wish I could still find that. A picture of twirling dodecahedrons, and then I would put, like, the picture of myself or somebody else that I wanted to send love to in the middle of them. And that itself is sacred geometry. So I need to get back to doing that.
I think that talking about the symbols slipped you right into that thought pattern, did it, honey?
Yes.
Good.
Reminded me of days gone by.
There you go. You're welcome. Many blessings.
You too.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Okay. Great stuff, Tom. I know I promised I'd just keep you an hour, but if I could ask you one more question before we let you go here.
Sure. And then I have one other stone I'd like to talk to you about, if that's possible.
Absolutely. I have the show set up for 90 minutes just in case we went over the hour. So, yeah, so whatever's good. I don't want to manipulate your time.
Sure. All right, Michael, what's your question, my friend?
Okay, so I was listening to some of your other shows that you've been on, and something that has come up to me a lot recently is people getting I'm sure everybody's felt the huge energy shifts we've had the last few months. So I have people like constantly coming to me that feel they have attachments or entities or things maybe trying to take them over for short periods of time. And I'm having a lot of people say that maybe some of their family members that are maybe not quite as awake are being used against them. And on one show I heard you talk about like old mirrors being portals for attachments to come through at us. So can you maybe tell people how to maybe what they can do to protect themselves or clear out their homes so that we don't...
Fabulous idea, Mark, and it's very important that people do this. One of the things that I always like to teach is about the Poplite stones. They're natural little pyramids from India. They are not necessarily a quartz product, but they look like quartz. And they radiate so much pure white light that they don't allow anything else in. And so one of the best first steps I teach people is that we deserve to live in sacred space. And if you take four of these apophyllites, and I think I sell them for $6 each online, and put them in each one of the corners, and then visualize beams of light, and then stretch white cellophane wrap all the way around, and then a floor and a ceiling. If you do that visualization, and that information is on my website under Stone Teachings, then you create sacred space that you get to live in. And if you've got sacred space, then things that are not supposed to be there, they cannot live there. And so that's one way that you can shift the entire vibrations of a house. Now, as warning items, old things like and Ouija boards. I am not fond of Ouija boards at all. I would suggest if you have one in your household to get rid of it, because the symbol itself that you used around the Ouija board is the sign of the Jekyll. And that is not a very positive vibrational energy.
Right.
So I like to say that's one of the great steps. The other, if you're having challenges with people in the house or the household in general, and you're hearing things and, you know, people are getting scared or that kind of stuff, then look for old mirrors, because they can be portals for spirits to come in and out of their realm into your space. And a way to find out if it's a particular mirror is to cover it. If you just take a sheet and cover it, then they don't see that there's a way out. So it is a way of blocking the door. In my case, I would suggest that as being a temporary fix. But if you have some old mirrors, then cover one and then see if things around the house start smoothing out again. If so, that's the indicator that my suggestion is to eradicate that mirror from your household. And I do not suggest breaking it up into 1,000 pieces, because then they have 1,000 portals to come through. The best way is to pass it on, put it in the trash, whatever you've got to do. Just let it go. And now, I don't know, I don't feel great about passing it on to the Goodwill store and things like that, but whatever you feel compelled to do is up to you. But please get it out of your residence. It is not healthy for you or anyone in the house.
Wow, fantastic stuff. So something else I want to mention here. I know you have a stone you want to talk about, but something really great that Tom does, if you go to one of his shows and buy stones from him, is he has pre-printed sheets with most of the stones he sells on them. So when you go through and pick stuff out, you can just circle the stones you're getting. And so when you get home and try to remember, you know, if you buy a bunch of stones and try to remember what you got, you've already got a list of what their basic properties are and what they can be used for. So you don't have to go look them up individually in your crystal book or look them up on the internet. Tom gives you a sheet with a plenty of information that you can use on the stones, and you get that for free just for buying the stones.
Exactly, and I don't know if I told you this, Mark, but when I buy a new stone, I literally put the stone in my hand, and I ask the stone, how would you prefer being used in healing? And the answers on that sheet came right from those stone people. So they're tuned in right from those stones. And another way of saying it is I tell people these are the general prayers that these stones are calling, so that when you use them or put them in your space, this is some of the general energies that they radiate. And also at shows, we do put them in individually Ziploc labeled bags, so that you'll, when you get home, you can take the stone out of the bag, put the little label beside it, use your cell phone to take a picture, and you have a permanent reference of what that stone is.
Fantastic idea. Fantastic idea. Yeah, that's why I found one of the great uses of cell phones are now, is you can take pictures of things that you have questions for, and then if you need to look them up later or whatnot, that's a great way to keep track of everything. So you've got another stone you wanted to talk to us about?
I do, and it's called Shungite. Shungite. And I believe you probably have one, don't you?
I actually have a black shungite bracelet that I bought from you, and I have some black shungite pyramids around my computers to kind of block off some of the negative electromagnetic waves.
Fantastic. And that is one of the great tools that we can use. Shungite, as a matter of fact, you did it. You bought the one for the wrist for arthritic situation, didn't you? The bracelet?
It was mostly to block
EMF.
Yeah, it block EMFs out because I end up surrounded by electronics.
I understand, my friend. The Shungite protects us when we have it in our energy space. It can protect us from EMF waves, cell phone waves, any forms of waveforms. That could be even solar flares would be a waveform. And so it really is a fantastic protector of almost any energetics around us. It helps us to stay in a bubble by absorbing those challenged energies. And in front of your, between you and the screen of your computer, that's a fabulous place for the Shungite. The Shungite is 2 billion years old. They have no idea how it was formed on the planet or how it got to the planet. In the late 70s, I believe, late 70s, it was found as the third form of carbon on this planet. And it led to, because of the molecule that it is, it's a C60 molecule, which is, it looks like a soccer ball, a hole in the middle, and 60 molecules all the way around, almost like a soccer ball. And they named this, the person that discovered it, the fullerene molecule. And because of that hole, if we use it in our water jug and leave, you know, like a gallon of water or whatever, and leave it in there for about 24 to 48 hours, it absorbs challenging items from the water. And so it could be any kind of particulates, it could be energetics, it doesn't matter, it absorbs it. Because of this molecule, it led to every nanotechnology on the entire planet.
Amazing.
It is just a spectacular stone. When it was 2 billion years ago, there was no atmosphere on this planet. There was only protobacteria, a little bit of greens, I guess, and that's it. There was nothing else on the entire planet. So they don't know how this was ever formed or if it was an ET item that just struck the planet, but they still don't know how it was created on the planet. The other thing I like about it is it aids any form of physical healing challenges. and I don't know why, but 20 years ago I had surgery. This is my story I really like to say. 20 years ago I had surgery on my right knee. I had an ACL surgery, and that didn't help it, so they had to do an MCL, ligament surgeries. And last summer, every time I stepped up a step or down a step, my knee really hurt, and I was not pleased at that at all. I started carrying a shin guide in my right pocket, right knee, right pocket. And within a month's time, my friend, I had zero pain. It went away. And because of that, I figured, okay, I'm going to keep this in this pocket, and I have kept it there ever since. I have never once gone back to that pain. So it actually helps with any pain issues we have. If it's one side of the body, then you want to put that one item on that side of the body. Now, if it's the center of the back, the spine, things like that, then you'll want to carry one on each side of the body. And it has a tendency to work the entire side. So if your challenges are only left-sided, you know, that's the female side, then carry it on the left side or the right for the right side. And it is just a spectacular stone to help with all healing challenges. It's one of those that I don't have yet on my website, but I carry many different forms of it, as I think you're looking at a few, actually. And the tumbled products, I believe, are only $3 each. And, it, you know, I'm going to say, wow. If a $3 stone can make that much of a difference with this, I just have to say, wow. And to me, it is one of the newer miracle stones that I've been working with.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably one of the ones I use the most. And I'll tell you, even, I mean, I keep my TV watching to a minimum, but still I have, you know, one of my little black shungite pyramids. I have it in front of my TV, so it doesn't block my view, but it kind of keeps maybe a little barrier between me and it.
And Mark, you know, you're very, very empathic and very sensitive to energies around you. So I believe the shungite is one of your most sensational stones for you. Now, the difference in the hematite is it absorbs. I mean, the hematite reflects. And the shungite, I'm sorry, the shungite itself absorbs. And you, if you get to an environment to where, or if you found that you're computer between you and computer needs a little bit of boost, add a hematite to that mix, and I think you'll be very pleased. Between reflecting some of it and absorbing the rest of it, I think you'll be very pleased with the results of that too.
Interesting. Very interesting. I will make a note of that and certainly try that. Looks like we have one more caller out there. You got time to take one more call?
Sure, let's do it.
Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. It's an interesting show. I just joined a little bit late, but I like the topics. It's amazing. So thank you very much.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Mina, M-I-N-A.
M-I-N-A?
Yes.
Okay, Mina, how
Thanks,
can I help
yeah.
you?
I just have a question about... what is blocking my way of financial issues? I'm just having major finance problems right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what I, you know, what the issue might be, or what stones I could use to help, you know, move along that end.
Well, I have a stone and a technique that you're going to love, Mina, and
okay.
It's malachite. Are you familiar with malachite?
Yes, I do love malachite, actually.
Fabulous, honey.
Yeah,
well, there's a technique with this that I'd like to teach you real quick. Does your phone go on speakerphone?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, tap it on the speakerphone, honey. I'm going to need both your hands right now, all right?
Okay,
so are you left-handed, Mina?
No, I'm actually right-handed.
Okay, then what I'd like you to do is to... put your right hand in a gentle fist, and with your permission, can I put the energy of malachite in that stone at this moment?
Yes, please.
Okay, just relax then, honey. Okay. Focusing for you. There you go. We got it. Okay. Now, Mina, what I'd like you to do with your left hand is to put it out, palm up, like you're ready to receive something. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, then my next question to you is, have you been to banks, and you know the sound of those money counters, the brrrr sound?
Yep.
All right. What I'd like you to do is to envision the malachite that you have in your hand at the moment, that sound coming from that stone. Just
okay.
The brrr, that sound. And
okay.
At the same time, Mina, envision green bills stacking up on that left hand. So close your eyes and go for that focus. And I'll just kind of wait here for you as you do that focus. And as soon as your left hand begins to get heavy, honey, you've done the program.
Okay.
You felt the heaviness, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. Wow.
All right. So here's what you want to do is when you get back into your space where you can have access to the malachites, then put as many of those malachites in your hand, honey, as you want to, and then you do that same program. And every time you see the malachites, every time you think about the malachites, know that they're making that vibrational sound, that brrrr sound, and bringing in financial abundance.
Oh.
And the story that I use for this, and this is something that happened to me, is that I had a couple come to me at a show. They were stone sales also. And they came to me on a Sunday afternoon and said, Tom, we haven't done a sale all weekend. Can you help us out? Well, I taught both of them this technique, hon. And before the end of that Sunday day, a lady walks up to their booth and says, what would you take for all of the quartz on your table?
Wow.
So they did in one sale what they may have done the entire week here.
Wow.
And malachite is also a stone that I put in my teal when I'm at shows so that I know that we're bringing in financial abundance. And from the very first day that I did that, you know, I noticed a difference. My prayer to you is that you'll notice immediate difference too. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for that wonderful advice and technique. I really appreciate it. And incidentally, I did feel the energy when you tapped in. It was amazing. My entire right hand was so warm. It still is very warm till now. Powerful, very powerful stuff.
Mina, I'm very well with the universe's energies. And thank you for confirming that to me and the other people listening.
Great. Thank you, and have a wonderful, blessed day and a weekend, okay?
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. Great, Tom. As always, fantastic stuff. I want to thank you for being so gracious and staying over a little bit time-wise with us. And is there any last messages you want to leave people with?
One of the last things that I would like you to teach real quick, and this is just a couple of minutes, if that's okay with you, Mark, is the importance of being grounded right now. The energies of the universe, and we're talking about our universe and even the Earth energies, are shifting so much that it's hard for us to keep up and to stay grounded and focused. And one of the techniques that I've been teaching people now, it used to be I would teach a technique of root grounding from our base chakra. That is not as adequate as what it once was. So I would like people to, and this is something you could do if that's okay with you, Mark, is visualize right now from the palms of your feet, palms of your hand and the soles of your feet, roots going straight down into the earth. Just send them down, Mark, until you feel relaxed. And then I have a step two. There you go. You felt that relaxed feeling, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. The next step is we ask for those perfect vibrations to come up the roots and into us. And so let's do that. And you'll feel an energy flush. And then when you feel extra relaxed, we have completed this task of perfect grounding. There's that flush I see with you.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. And there's that relaxed feeling. And so when we do this technique, it puts us in extra special grounding. And when we're extra special grounded, our energies flow better, our mind works more focused, we're not as floaty in our thought processes, and an easier way to say it is it helps our multitasking abilities to hop right back into our brain part.
Wow.
And so that's my last teaching that I like to do. By being super grounded, everything becomes much easier for us. And it helps us to play in the physical world as well as the spiritual world so much easier.
Wow, that was amazing. That's because that's been one of the things I've noticed I've lost with all this energetic stuff. As I used to be a world-class multitasker, now it's like I really have to focus on one thing at a time.
And Mark, if you do that exercise maybe several times a day, and that's a suggestion to your listeners, and even with the black tourmaline, it's one of my favorite grounders. It's a smack me in the face ground me, black tourmaline, or red jasper for the ladies. Red jasper is a very soft and gentle grounder. Either one of those stones, once you do this exercise, are great stones to carry with you to maintain. But sometimes it takes us doing that exercise 3 or 4 times a day just to stay in that flow. So that's something I'm going to suggest for you, Mark. And I think, as a matter of fact, right now, you can tell your mind's just running sharp as a tack, isn't it?
It does. It feels much clearer than it has in a while.
Fabulous. My blessings to you, Mark, and thank you so much for having me on. And I hope that your listeners kind of picked up some advice. And if they want to contact me, my email is tom@tomstones.org, and my website is tomstones.org.
Fantastic. Tom, you're such a blessing to all of us to have you around to show us this, all these great tools. It takes a lot to navigate all these briskly traveling waters we're having to deal with, so we want to thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us all a hand here.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the help that you do for your many listeners throughout the week. So thank you for your wonderful work, too.
Thank you, Tom. And we'd like to have you back on maybe later in the year.
Okay. Well, you've got a way to contact me, my friend.
Okay. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mark. Bye.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, so that was Tom Benedict of Tom Stones. We want to really thank him he's got such incredible knowledge and expertise. So we really appreciate Tom taking I'm sure he's got other things he could be doing. So we really appreciate him taking time to come visit with us and giving us some, you know, you can never have too many tools in your toolbox at this period of time. So tonight on the network at midnight, we'll have Mud Toe Sasquatch at midnight. Then start over with the Monday show, Spirit Friends, 6 p.m. with Iggy and David Two Crows and whoever else pops in there. I will be at Pearls of Wisdom this next Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And then my monthly astrology meetup is next Saturday at 7 p.m. at Mystic Nirvana. And I've got all kinds of other exciting plans in the cooker that I'll be sharing as they develop to a fruition phase, if you will. And next Friday, another great guest, Mark Jones, astrologer from Evolutionary Astrologer, School of Evolutionary Astrology. It was originated by Jeffrey Wolf Green, definitely my mentor, and in my opinion, the greatest astrologer of in the history of the Earth. So Mark is a good friend of ours, and fantastic astrologer, teaches at all the big astrology conferences. So he will be our guest next Friday. And go out and enjoy the sunshine, hit the pool, go do something fun with your friends. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening and for visiting the rabbit hole. And we will talk to you soon. Or wait, it looks like I've got a message coming in here. Let's see what this is.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Okay. We will talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
In this back to school, your kids. Hurry into our Penny Saturday event happening this Saturday at JCPenney. Rush in to get boys and girls Arizona jeans for